ध्यायामोदभलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धावाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We'll be discussing the five namas of Devi from the 86th nama to the 90th nama today from Lalita Sahasranama, the 1000 names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So yesterday the last nama that we saw was Om Srimad Vagbhava Kutaika Swarupa Mukha Pankaja. Srimat Vagbhava Kootam. So we learnt about Vagbhava Kootam, which is the first five letters of the Panchadashakshari Mantram. The Panchadashakshari Mantram can be split into three groups of five. The first five is called Vagbhava Kootam. Second five is called Kamaraja Kootam. And the third five is called Shakti Kootam. First five denote Jnana Shakti, second five denote Ichcha Shakti, and third five denote Kriya Shakti. So Jnana Shakti, Ichcha Shakti, and Kriya Shakti. So the next two namas, as well as the next, after that next two namas as well, that means four namas from now, we'll be speaking about Devi Sukshma Rupam. The next nama is Om Kantadha Katipariyanta Madhyakota Swarupinyai Namaha. So Om Kantadha Katipariyanta Madhyakota Swarupini. So Swarupini means of the nature of the form. So Devi's form, yesterday we saw Srimad Vagbhavam is Mukha Pankajam. So Devi's lotus face, is Vagbhava Kootam. So the next is after the face, just below the face comes Kantam. Kantam means neck, and Kanta Adha Kati Pariyanta. So Adha Kati Pariyanta, Kanta, from Kanta Adakati means like till the Pariyantam. So Pariyantam means till. Adaha means below, and Kati means Devi's idupu or like waist. So from Kanta below till Devi's waist. So till Devi's waist, Kati Pariyanta. So till the waist, so from neck till the waist of Devi's form is Madhyakuta Swarupini. So Madhyakutam, the next five letters, aksharas of the Panchadashakshari Mantra. So the first five denote the Devi's face, the next five denote the portion from Devi's neck till her waist. So this means the Sukshma Dhyanam, we can do Sukshma Dhyanam. Or dhyanam on Devi's or the mantra, Devi's mantra, which is Panchadashakshari mantra. We will come to that later. The next nama, they will therefore speak about Shakti Kootam or the lower portion of Devi's body. So Om Shakti Kootaika Tapanna Katyadho Bhaga Dharini or Dharinyai Namaha. So Adho Bhaga. So Adho Bhagam. Adaha means below. Adho Bhagam means lower portion. So lower or below. Lower portion. Adho Bhagam. Lower portion. In lower portion, Dharini. Dharini means one who has. One who holds. So one who holds. Shakti Kuta Yekatapanna Kati. So Kati. So Kati. So Adha Bhagam means lower portion. So lower itself means lower than what. So Katyado. So Kati Adha. Kati means we already saw that Kati is the waist. So from waist, below the waist, katya do bhagam. So katya do bhagam means the lower portion, the portion below or lower than waist, that shaktikutam, shaktikuta eka tapanna, tapanna kat, shaktikuta eka tapanna. So eka tapanna, tapanna is a, means like composed of like similar meaning, that is what here. So shaktikutam is like what is composed of Devi's lower portion, and that is what Devi upholds, Dharini. So Devi's adho bhagam, Devi holds the adho bhagam, which is composed of shaktikutam, or the last five aksharas of the panchadashakshari mantra. So the next nama is Om Moola Mantratmikayai Namaha. So Moola Mantratmika. So Moola Mantram. So Moola Mantram means like the base mantra, fundamental mantra, foundational mantra. That means that mantra which is the Moolam, which is the cause of everything. So that mantra Atmika. So Atmika. So Atma. The word Atma is used in many places, not as the Atman, but in different meanings, like it can be the body, can be nature, can be form. So Atmika here means, Mantratmika means of the form or of the nature. So Devi's nature is that of Moola Mantram. So Devi is of the nature of Moola Mantram. That means Moola Mantram itself is Devi. So Devi is the, we can also say that Devi is the essence of Moola Mantram. That is the reason why Moola Mantram is the nature of Devi. It is both way around, like don't get confused. Devi is the essence of Moola Mantra. Is Devi the essence of Moola Mantra, or is Moola Mantra the essence of Devi? It is both way. So that is what is mentioned here, that Devi's form or nature itself is Moola Mantra. So Devi is Moola Mantra Atmika. So Moola Mantra means like, can the mantra be Devi? The mantra cannot be Devi. So that means the mantra's essence, the mantra's substratum is Devi. So Devi is in the mantra. Devi is the essence of mantra. Both ways we can say, because it is like one without the other, like we cannot split. Even as Amma says that we cannot split Namarupam from Brahman, and Brahman from Namarupam, because Namarupam is Mithya. The moment we say Namarupam is Mithya, Namarupam becomes Brahman. So you cannot split both. At the Vyavaharika level we can split, we should split. But when we go towards Paramarthikam, then everything becomes Brahman. There cannot be any split. But here it means that Devi herself is the Moola Mantram. Devi is of the nature of Moola Mantram, which means Devi is the essence of the Moola Mantram, or other way, like Moola Mantram is Devi. That is the way it is mentioned here. We'll come to that later. So Atmika, so Moola Mantra Atmika. So the next nama is Om Moola Koota Traya Kalaye Baraye Namaha. So Moola Koota Traya Kalaye Bara. So Kalebaram. So Kalebaram or Kalevaram in some places is used in colloquial languages, or Malayalam and other languages. So Kalebaram. Kalebaram means body. So Kalebaram means body. Stula Sharira or body is the meaning of Kalebaram. So Devi Kalebara means one who has Kalebaram. So one who has Kalebaram, what sort of Kalebaram? What sort of body? Moola Koota Traya Kalebara. So the Kalebaram is Moola Koota Trayam. So Moola Koota Trayam itself is Kalebaram, and one who has this Kalebaram, which is Moola Koota Trayam, or the three kootas of the Moola Mantra or Panchadashakshari Mantra, to that Devi my prostration. So Devi's body itself is composed of Moola Koota Trayam, the three kootas. So that is what already has been explained as to how in the 85, 86 and 87 Nama, it has been explained as to how Devi's body is like Moola Koota Trayam, And Devi is Mula Mantra Atmika. That means Devi's nature itself is the Mula Mantram. Devi is like the essence of Mula Mantram. Devi's nature itself is Mula Mantram, which means it is the same as telling that Mula Kuta Traya Kalebara. Devi's body is composed of the Mula Kuta Trayam. So the last Nama of the day is Om Kulamrataika Rasikayai Namaha. So from this Nama, Kundalini Varnana starts. So previously we saw about Sukshma Rupa Varnana, and now like Sukshma Rupa Varnana, and now Devi's, it's not Sukshma Rupa Varnana, like from 85 till 89 is Sukshma Rupam, and now it is Kundalini Varnana. Of Kundalini Varnana starts. So Kula Amrita Eka Rasika. Rasika means one who enjoys, one who relishes. Relishes what? Amrita Eka, Amrita alone. Eka. Eka means only Amrita. That Amrita, Kula Amritam. Kula Amritam means the Amritam that is there from Kundalini, the Amritam that flows from Sahasraram. So Devi is one who relishes or rejoices on or because of one Amritam, which is Kula Amritam, which means the Amritam in the Kundalini. That means Devi resides in Kundalini. That is another way of telling it. So coming to the importance or the import of these namas. So, Sukshma Rupa, Stula Rupa worship is there, Sukshma Rupa worship is also there. People who don't have forms but who don't want to concentrate or who cannot concentrate on the formless, for such people there is an intermediate which is also another way of chanting, which is called Pratika Dhyanam. Pratikam or a symbol is used like Omkara, but here it is Mantra Dhyanam. So mantram itself becomes Devi's form. So mantram is considered as Devi. So we concentrate on the mantram, we concentrate as if the mantram has a form. Because like how can we concentrate on the mantram as having a form? Because Mula Mantra Atmika. So Devi is of the nature of Mula Mantram. Devi is of the nature of Mula Mantram. Devi is Mula Mantram, therefore there is no fault in worshipping Devi as the mantra. So mantram like can be worshipped that way. And if we say that, okay, I cannot just go on chanting Panchadashakshari mantram and considering or thinking that the Panchadashakshari mantram is present everywhere, in that case, that is where the three namas of different portions of Devi's body and equating them with the Panchadashakshari mantra is done. So Mula Kuta Traya Kalebhara, that is done. So that if we cannot concentrate or contemplate on mantram alone, so the mantram can be given a form. So that is what is being explained. So Panchadashakshari mantram, in short, Panchadashakshari mantram is very powerful. It's a very, very powerful mantra. That mantra is Devi, is one with Devi, Devi's form. If we are not able to concentrate or worship Devi's form, it is enough to worship the Panchadashakshari mantram. So that itself, or that in itself, speaks about the Mahima, speaks about the importance of Panchadashakshari mantram. So Panchadashakshari mantram is very sacred. Trishari, Lalita Trishari is based on Panchadashakshari mantram. Shankara has written a Bhashyam on Lalita Trishati, that itself speaks about the Mahima of Lalita Trishati. So whenever we have any trouble, whenever we are feeling distressed, we immediately should chant the Panchadashakshari mantra, and all worries, all troubles will immediately vanish. That is the power of Panchadashakshari mantra. Why is it so powerful? Why is it so powerful like Devi's form? Because Mula Mantra Atmika, because it is the same as Devi. Devi is of the nature of Mula Mantram. So Mula Mantram is Devi's nature. Therefore, the mantra is very powerful. And it's unlike any other mantra of Om Namah Shivaya or Om Namo Narayanaya, or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, because the Bija mantras of Hrim and all comes here. So Bija mantras are different from normal mantras. Bija mantra means, Bija means seed. So Bija mantras means which are the basics or foundation of Akshara itself, letters itself, and Bija mantras have tremendous power. So therefore, since Panchadashakshari mantram has Bija Aksharas in it, therefore it is very powerful. So the mantra is once again Om Kayei Lahrim Hasakaha Lahrim Sakala Hrim. So the first five Kayei Lahrim is called Vagbhavakotam. Hasakaha La is called Kamarajakotam, and Hrim Sakala Hrim, that portion is called Shakti Kodam. So the Om Kayei Lahrim Hasakaha Lahrim Sakala Hrim. So we can stop, like put a logical pause at Hrim at each of the time Hrim comes. Kayei Lahrim Hasakaha Lahrim Sakala Hrim. So just chanting it like as many times as we want will avoid or avert trouble. Like if we are having some problem in office or something like that, if we just chant it, then automatically all problems will vanish. Oh, then why don't you chant it and solve all your problems? Some people don't want problems to be solved. Problems are there only as long as we consider the problem to be real. The problems cease to exist the very moment we consider them as unreal. So they may be there, let them be there. That is part of life, let them be there. If it becomes a little bit more to bear, then trouble others, call up others and trouble them. If that also doesn't work, then take resort to mantra. That's some people will take that approach of not using these mantras for anything apart from moksha. So asking Devi or using Devi only for moksha, for nothing else, because everything else is an illusion. Everything else will happen as it is happening. It doesn't matter. I don't really care, because what I really need is moksha. If everything is mithya, then why should I really care about all this? As long as I can remain happy, as long as I can remain peaceful, I'll remain without using these mantras to create magic out of the illusory world. It is possible. So if it is required, we should use it as we have access to it. So we have access to these Panchadashakshari mantra. We have access. It's a very Shrestha mantra. Like we may think that, oh, this is something normal. It's like Om Namah Shivaya. Don't think about Om Namah Shivaya. It's like Om Namah Shivaya. Lalita Trishati itself is like Gudam. It's so secretive that very few people know about it. Ask like Amma's followers of Amma, hardly any person will really know Lalita Trishati, and those who know Lalita Trishati, they will not know the Panchadashakshari mantra, and those who know Panchadashakshari mantra, they will not know the import of Panchadashakshari mantra as being one with Devi. So that speaks about the importance. When in Trivandrum, like Pranava Amrita Chaitanya, so he was a yellow robe at that time, Pranava Amrita Anandapuri. So he was the Swamiji in Trivandrum. At that time, the Amma's temple or Brahmasthanam in Trivandrum had just been completed. So Amma went, like after the Brahmasthanam, Amma went back to Vallikavu. So he started going there. At that time, Swamiji asked my father to chant Lalita Trishati daily in Brahma Muhurtam, in the morning, in the temple prakaram. In the temple prakaram means like outside the vigraham, like wherever the vigraham is there, outside there, sit there and chant. So my father used to chant that. He chanted for 41 or more days. So at that time Swamiji himself said that this is very gudam. Like you seem to know like Sanskrit and other things. Therefore, like I would request you to chant Lalita Trishati. So my father said, you all are like in that path, so you will know it. So Swamiji said, no, we all don't know it. It is Godam. It is not that simple. So that itself speaks about the importance of Lalitadri Shati. If you go and ask any of the people in Chinmaya Mission or the yellow robe people there, they will not be able to explain or speak about the importance of Lalitadri Shati or Panchadashakshari Mantram. So Panchadashakshari Mantram is very powerful. We should use it as much as possible. We don't need to chant the mantra asking that, oh, this problem should go. Just chant it, automatically relief will come. So that is what we should do. Oh, you don't do it, then why are you recommending others? It is required in life. In life, if we want to proceed in the spiritual path, obstacles, removal of obstacles is very essential, and that will be helped by chanting of Panchadashakshari Mantra, because it is very sacred. It is one with Devi, unlike Lalita Sahasranama. Lalita Sahasranama has its effect, has its power, but Lalita Trishyati is much more powerful, because Lalita Trishyati is an exposition of Devi's own form, which is Panchadashakshari Mantram, whereas Lalita Sahasranama speaks about Devi from all perspectives. So that is a difference, we can say. So we should utilize the mantra that we have got by Amma's grace, and the Panchadashakshari Mantra, or we may have got a mantra from Amma of our Ishta Devata, that is also fine. But whenever we feel or we find that there is something like that's creeping in, we should immediately chant the Panchadashakshari Mantra 10, 15 times or 100 times, and automatically things will get better. And Kula Amritaika Rasika, so that itself speaks that Devi rejoices in Amritam. Devi rejoices in Amritam because Devi is Amritam. Everywhere around Devi is Amritam. That is what is noted there. Devi rejoices in Amritam because everywhere there is Amritam. And Devi rejoices Amritam also means that Devi is fond of Amritam. If Devi is fond of Amritam, the way for us to please Devi would be to become Mukta or become immortal. So if Devi can be pleased through Amritam, then if we have to please Devi really, Devi will get completely pleased, 100% pleased, only if we become immortal, if we get Amritam. So that means, though Devi will get pleased by Bhaktas, by Bhakti, even if we have to an extent Bhakti, but still Devi will be really pleased when we become a Jivan Mukta. We'll continue in the next Anushaya.